All right. Well, speaking of destroying souls, next we've got Temnir with In Flames. I like the intro build-up a lot. I think it's really strong. There's this guitar motif that you hear in the beginning, and the drums are sort of pounding in, but not all the time. They're sort of sparingly done. And then it repeats higher up the neck, and then it comes in again, and the drums are going full blast. And it's just a really cool sort of pump-you-up build-up to the song, which I think is great. And in the instrumental break before the first verse, you get this like great chugging guitar sound. And then there is these cool like quick guitar riffs where the synth lead and the guitar lead are playing the same like riffs in unison, which I think just is really cool sounding and has great energy. I'm stoked when I hear a song and I get pumped right away. It's like it just builds you up to something good. That's always awesome when that happens. I'm like, yeah. I like the lyrics. Like, you don't really necessarily know exactly what it's about, but I can't help but feeling it's about Donald Trump fucking up the coronavirus crisis. Nothing in there really spells that out, but like just that line, like, truth of its severity precedes the lie I told. All the suffering I could have spared, multiplied, manifold. I just thought, yeah, that's Trump. I don't know. Maybe you didn't write it that way, but that's the way I read it.
But it can't be because he feels bad at the end.
So. That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. That's the thing. That's the one thing that doesn't fit. So I was like, I was thinking like, well, it sounds like that's probably what it is, but it can't be because he shows a bit of humanity. So that isn't it then.
Maybe he has humanity underneath all of that orange bronzer.
It doesn't help anybody if he doesn't show it.
And at the end, I thought it was really cool. Like, there's a bunch of, like, layers of harmonized backing vocals you hear, and it's got this kind of Bad Religion vibe to me that reminds me of Stranger Than Fiction, actually. It's kind of this cool breakdown at the end. And I think the choice to end with the a cappella and, like, the World in Flames harmony at the end is just a really cool sounding way to end it and a really powerful way to end it. So, yeah, this is fantastic track. I played it for some guys on IRC and they were blown away and they want to know all about like your drum workflow. So they were like, man, those drums sound so badass. What is that?
I wish there was a secret and not just the metal preset on DZ Drummer 2 and then turn them up really loud.
That's awesome.
I'm a preset guy.
But you didn't have to do too much editing on this one, huh?
How do you mean?
Like, you don't actually, like, have to take the drum MIDI apart and then, you know, make sure that, like, all of the beats happen in the right places or modify fills or, like, try to make things fit.
I write the MIDI from scratch. I don't use the loops that come with it. Just I use Easy Drummer as a sound engine, basically.
Okay, cool. So you're talking about just, like, the kit preset. It's not like you're using preset loops or anything.
No, yeah, no, I write the loops from scratch.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's some serious
What we can't do.
Yeah. That's incredibly impressive. Yeah.
Like, we just, like, you know, we find loops that are reasonably good, that sound okay, and then we edit them where we have to make them fit.
Yeah, well, they're not even loops. I mean, we don't even have to do that much. In Logic, they have fake drummers that will assume that you want something that sounds vaguely like this based on what you've already input into the format and the arrangement of the song. It's so easy.
Yeah, even idiots could do it.
Yeah, and then if you think like, well, that's a pretty good sort of an idea, but we would want more of this sort of a sound, then you can change virtual drummers. And then you can say, well, this part is good, but I'd like it to be more simple than this weird sort of a thing that they've got going. Then you can do that, or you can change. It's fantastic. I'm going to sell Logic to you right now.
I have never used it. It sounds great.
So when you compose those drum parts, are you like doing it with a mouse, or do you like pound it out on like drum pads, or do you go to like e-drums with sticks?
It's with a mouse.
Okay.
I'm sitting in my chair 99% of the time I'm recording.
Control.
Awesome.
Well, okay, my turn then. This song was epic and amazing. You know, my primary criticism of Temnir is that it's not my preferred genre. But then, of course, in previous spin tunes, when we've been judging, you know, I've turned around and ranked you high when your songs were undeniably superior. In particular, I'm thinking about like Spin Tunes 14, Round 3, your incredible song Revolution based on the Egmont Overture.
Oh, that was so good.
So good. So, so good. And then, of course, the high-tech ray gun was fantastic. And you've been really killing it this year, too, in Spin Town 16. And I remember back in, actually, Spin Tunes 14, when I just assumed that you were probably six guys. I seriously thought that. And if you'd told me that you were one at the time, I'd say just no. Nope. Uh-uh. No, liar. But yeah, so you were eliminated for your round two song, Cynic's Anxiety, which, you know, we all enjoyed a lot. And the judges then wisely dragged you back into the fray for your round three Unbreakable Shadow entry. But this song, it just grabs you from that first riff, you know, and then that instrumental intro and this sinister voice of the vocals in the first verse. You know, I got to thinking of like Vincent Price or, you know, Boris Karloff, which is fantastic. But yeah, great melody, great progression. The pre-chorus brings us to that chorus expertly, and then the chorus itself is good throughout. But then it hits that, you know, world in flames resolution just perfectly. The outro counter melody layering is super cool, and then that a cappella cap. Who does a cappella caps anymore? Really? Can you think of any? Okay, I can think of one band that does them a lot, and then other bands who copy that other one.
We lean on that all the time, but yeah.
Constantly, yeah.
I really love the guitar riff, the diddly diddly dan, diddly diddly dan, dan.
Yeah.
Just so good.
See, but like you guys were saying, all I can hear is the flaw in it because I drop a note in it, and I also copied and pasted it, so I drop a note in it every time it happens.
It's consistent.
So, yeah, so it's at least the same mistake every time.
For me, this was the clear winner. You know, I think that the only potential barrier you might have is genre bias, because like it or not, you're niche. And I'm sure that there are voters who can't see the quality because, you know, they just don't like metal. But, you know, like it or not, this, I think, is the best song of round four.
Definitely.
Yeah. But, you know, having said that, what is it about specifically?
I mean, you're basically right on, except I invented a character that could have a resolution arc instead of I did a bunch of bad shit and then I got more rich, I guess. Like, that's not really, nothing bad happens in that story.
Well, any other comments about your own goddamn song? We talked a lot about our own songs.
Yeah. No. I don't know.
The only worst reason, podcast guest ever.
I mean, I didn't expect to have to do a song this week. I didn't think I'd get reinstated. The only reason I did a song last week is because, so Nick Work, a fellow Spin Tunes contestant, is a friend of mine.
Oh, you know Nick. Cool.
Yes, I we had a band together called New Challenger.
Wow.
is also available on SoundCloud? SoundCloud.
You know, I actually tried to find more information about Nick Work. That is a hard name to Google.
Yeah, he was in a band called Lower 40 for a long time. That's when I met him. It was like a country western band. And then we wrote a Street Fighter rock opera and performed it at one anime convention.
That's super cool. You guys wrote an entire rock opera? That's great. With like the Street Fighter characters like E. Honda and Chun-Lin and all that?
Yeah, I'll send you the links on Skype later. I've got some video footage. It's truly horrifying.
That sounds awesome. So did Nick have a good time?
Yeah, I think so. He's got some songs out of it, which is good. I think he would have liked to be in this last round, but, you know, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to write another song?
I'm surprised the judges didn't go crazy over his songs, because I did. I'm like, this guy is so pro. He is so good.
Yeah, but, I mean, we also get it. I mean, we've been judges. So, like, I thought the counting song, his was the best, but he got harshed by some of the judges for it because the counting they thought was, you know, what was being counted off was dumb.
Or substandard like counting. Disqualified. Yeah,
like, come on. It's a wonderful, wonderful song. You know, you just, at some point, I think, you know, meeting the challenge is checking a box and then you just, whether you enjoy the song or not. And that I thought was one of my favorite songs ever. I just love that. So, yeah.
We've had this conversation many times.
All right, so I got to check out New Challenger, which is Temnir plus Nick Work, or Will Whalen plus Nick Work.